This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
If you love Joy and love Joy podcasts, you should consider joining as a member this radiothon. Head to joy.org.au right now. Don't do it later, do it today.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Joy and its listeners would like to thank our generous patrons, Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith, who joined Anna and Dean on Murphy's Law for this year's Hour of Power. Thanks to our listeners, we raised $61,000 in 1 hour, and thanks to our patrons, this was doubled. Thank you to all who donated and to Gary and Jeffrey for their continued support of Joy. Joy, 25 years proud.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with, that was Jane, Fiona, and Paul and myself, Tass. And we need to actually acknowledge some new memberships. We've had Hugh from Mordialloc or Afghanistan. I'm not quite sure what that means. But Hugh, thank you very much for your membership.
Welcome to the family.
We've had a membership from Jennifer from St Kilda West. Jennifer, thank you very much for your renewal or your membership. We've had a membership from Scott from Toorak who says, for all the grumpy men, thank you. Thank you, Scott.
Mac is not in town today.
No, he's not. And we've also had a donation. And the donation is from the very lovely Sufian from South Yarra. Thank you very much for your $100 donation. And Sufian says, love the radio station. Thank you very much. Oh, and we've had another one here from Bradley from La Trobe University, who has not only taken out a full membership but also made a $200 donation. Thank you very much, Bradley. Oh. Good luck to all of those new memberships, because you are now in the draw for winning the big prize. What's going on, Fiona?
Just while Fiona shows you a little message from Macca, you can still sign up your membership today, because today is the last day you can enter into the prize draw to win two business class flights to LA with accommodation and that brilliant upgrade from Macca with his points that went from a standard class up to a premium economy. Sorry, went from premium economy up to business.
So, and Macca's now less one tooth.
And I just saw
yes,
that.
Yes, we're getting blow-by-blow updates here.
Bless him.
In the studio.
So we're joined in the studio now by Jane, one of our board members. So welcome, Jane.
Thank you, Paul.
So what's it been like in your first year on the board of Joy?
Look, I think Joy is a great organisation, and I'm really impressed by the way that they're thinking about new technology, how you meet, greet, make different audiences, becoming a platform for content and not just a radio station, though of course that's a very important part of what it's done.
What does all that mean? What are you saying?
Well, I guess...
Are you saying that we're now moving beyond radio?
Well, it's about content. You know, the media world is actually about content now. And what a lot of people want to do, of course, is have it in their own time. So we've seen the rise of podcasts over the last, 10 or 15 years. And Joy had its 1 million podcast late last year. And I think that is absolutely fantastic. And I guess that shows that there's a whole audience out there that wants to listen to Joy in a different way.
1.3 million, actually.
Okay, that's it's gone up.
So
there you go.
And I have to say, 200,000 of those have been from Saturday Magazine.
That's right. And Saturday Magazine remains the number one most podcast show.
Well, there you go.
We're all about content, Jane.
you know, and so, you know, you can't just be a radio station these days. You have to be other things as well. And I think Joy has been addressing those things really well and thinking very strategically about how do you make sure you can grow your audience? How do you make sure you're relevant? Obviously, there's a whole lot of people in the LGBTI community, particularly, you know, with the Marriage Equality Survey. And I have to say, I was really impressed by how Joy was part of that whole campaign and the fact that it was given money to look after people who were feeling vulnerable. You know, it just shows what an important organisation this one is for the community, and I think that's fabulous.
There are many of our members and listeners who say that Joy actually helped them feel part of the community. Without Joy, they would be quite isolated and often felt quite you know, not just isolated but depressed as well because they didn't have social connections.
Well, I moved from Sydney to start a new museum in Ballarat 5 years ago, and being a lesbian in Ballarat, it was like going back 40 years. Yet Ballarat voted 72% yes in the survey. So, you know, but it was such a shock to, you know, be able to just live my life in Sydney and, you know, nobody cared.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons that I want to be part of Joy, because I think it's such an important organisation for people who do feel they need a connection.
So what do you see as being the sort of key things that Joy needs to think about moving forward, say for the next, you know, 2 years of your term, for example?
Well, obviously, the location of Joy is a big thing, and what's going to happen with the Pride Centre. So work's underway around that. There's always issues around technology changing, and we have to be on top of that. Thinking about redesigning the website, which I've had a bit to do with since I've been here, so that that can be more responsive to what people want. So there's a raft of those kind of infrastructure issues that I think we will be dealing with.
Yep. So, and what about its sustainability? Is that an issue?
Yes. There's a, you know, the board has been looking at a way of improving the sustainability, and I think that's something that we'll continue to work on. We see it as a very important organisation. We've just done a bit of a restructure, so we've changed some of the positions. And
you mean on the board?
No, in the organisation.
Oh, in the organisation, I see.
Yes. So we think that will actually make that the organisation work more effectively. Some new people have come in. And, of course, because it's a volunteer organisation, the management of making things happen is in some respects quite complex because of course people come and go. So some new sort of systems around all of that as well.
For a short stint in my life, I was the acting general manager here, as you know, and what I found most challenging was not the love that people had for this place, because there's a lot of love around. It's it is the volunteer nature of it, and that's its strength, but it's also a weakness, because it means that you have different levers to use to ensure that you can actually keep the place chugging along. So, you know, there's 4 or 5 staff. They're not even full-time necessarily, except for the CEO, and about 300 active volunteers. So it's like herding chooks.
Well, we're never together at any one time normally, which is very unusual for an organisational structure.
No.
So we come in, we do different parts of the day or the weekends, depending on your own personal commitment. So that's the real big challenge for anyone running Joy. It's a very disparate organisation with the workforce.
Look, I think it is, and, you know, the board actually had a sort of town hall meeting a while ago because we wanted to actually be able to talk to anyone who wanted to come.
Sure.
And we're going to be doing those, you know, at least a couple of times a year from here on in, so that gives anyone who wants to an opportunity to ask questions. We can talk about where we think the organisation's going, and I guess that's just another opportunity for good communications.
I couldn't get to that meeting, but what happened? What was the tone? What was the mood of the people who attended?
Well, Mel, the chair, and Tennille, the CEO, did a presentation around the sorts of things that we're doing and what the future looks like, and then there was a range of questions asked, and I thought it was a pretty positive exercise.
Mm-hmm. So you've got 2 years on another 2 years on the board. What do you mm-hmm. think are going to be your key priorities, Jane, over the coming terms?
I've put my hand up to do quite a lot of work around the technology and how that's going to change and what we need to think about if we're moving. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the generations of technology move over really fast. So what I often do, if there's a particular issue, I'll come in and sort of run a session with whoever I need to inside the organisation, come up with an action list that they can go away and implement. So that's going to be one of my key focuses, I guess, for the next couple of years.
Fantastic. Because I think that we're very conscious about the fact that even the short time Jules has been on air in 25 years, the technology has changed phenomenally. And I think you're right, as we go to a more content-led approach, that's going to be even more important as we move forward.
And we actually don't... I mean, I think you're quite right, Paul. I mean, there's a whole lot of people that do things that we never actually meet or see. I mean, Gordon, for example, who's our lovely podcaster, I've met Gordon a handful of times.
I haven't met Gordon yet.
You've never met Gordon?
I've never met Gordon, but Gordon emails me. He just actually sent me an email to tell me about a slight technical hitch he's having this morning with the podcasts that he is actually currently trying to resolve. So, listeners, if the podcasts aren't up straight away, it's not because Gordon is slacking off. He's just issuing some...
Well, there you go. I mean, there's Gordon who's diligently working behind the scenes in some remote place. He's occasionally done it while he's been overseas as well.
That's
on holidays.
That's right. He does it on holidays.
And somehow
Thank
he manages to tune in, listen to the show, download, podcast, tail on top, and do all that sort of stuff. I don't quite know how it's all done, but he does it all and it magically appears online. That's the stuff that you're talking about, I think.
Absolutely, you know, because people want to be able to just access content on any kind of device that they've got whenever it suits them. And that's great as a user, but as a content provider, that brings a whole lot of challenges.
Now, Jen, I have to ask you, Thursday night you were at the big fundraising event.
I certainly was.
What was your highlight?
Well, probably the highlight is that my partner and I bought a cocktail party which we're going to use the night after we get married.
A cocktail party. Oh, wow.
Yeah, in
congratulations.
So, Jane, my co-presenter, Pete, we do the Saturday breakfast show together. He was delighted that you'd actually picked up that at the auction.
Yes, I met him.
He was
wonderful.
Really pleased. He wanted to go to a good course, and the fact you're going to be using it to celebrate was even better for him.
Yeah, so, look, it was a fantastic night. There was just such a great lineup of people. You know, Tim Campbell, Troy McKenney, Paulini, a whole lot of fabulous drag queens, and they all talked about how important joy had been in their career. There was a lot of love in the room, a lot of great dancing. It was just the most fabulous night. So
it was a really good night, actually. It had a great vibe, a great feel about it. I have to confess that I'd never heard of any of those performers, but they blew my socks off.
Maybe Todd McKenney you had.
No.
No, really?
No. I thought Tim Campbell was just incredibly slick. I thought that Todd was, you know, he was just so professional, beautiful voice. And Paulini, well, she just bowled me over.
Yes.
I honestly had never heard of her before, and I felt like a fish out of water because Paulini.
You need to do a bit of popular culture test.
Obviously, I do. She was magic.
She was. I was dancing in the front row. She was very good.
I saw you cutting loose.
And the other thing was that loads of people were reminiscing on the night because obviously it was a great venue in Commercial Road that was used by the LGBTI community, in the last 20 years or so. So it was good that people were doing that.
Look, it took me straight back memory lane. When I was young, attractive, I had hair in those days.
You are attractive.
I used to love dancing at Three Faces. You'd remember Three Faces, wouldn't you, Jane?
No, I wasn't in
you're
Melbourne.
In Sydney.
I wasn't
in
Melbourne
course,
at the time.
Of course. Well, look, we need to take a very short little break. Jane, that was really lovely to chat with you about your reflections on the Joy Board and also on last Thursday night.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.